This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Pops this one up. Shouldn't score the run. Jeremy Pena drifts out, and he's looking for help. Nobody's going to catch him. Jesus Sanchez had a long way to go, and that's going to end up being a double for Barger. I'm not sure if Pena never saw it, or if he just assumed Sanchez was going to catch it, because Jeremy was a lot closer to that pop-up than Jesus Sanchez was. Should have been an out without scoring a run.
I would say it should have been an out no matter what.
Yeah, that was bad. That was a bad look. And it leads to now a 2-0 lead for the Toronto Blue Jays as, really, to be honest, Clint, in that first inning, two plays that you think's got to be made. You can't give up a two runs when one batter gets a grounder to the pitcher that you're unable to get an out on, and then a pop up that barely gets past the infield into the grass. You've got to come down with those plays. They lead 2-0 now after an inning, and that was bad defense. Defense. A couple of ways for the Astros there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'd say two errors. Christian Walker, Gold Glove, first baseman. You got to pick that throw that Javier had to first on that one. You keep that guy off the base. Next guy gets a double. Next guy pops up to second base. I mean, next guy flies out to the warning track in left field. Should have been out of that inning, no blood, and here we sit 2-0. Yeah, that was a tough first inning. By the way,
they don't have them. They haven't scored them either one of them.
You know what? I do. All three of them should be in there for that.
He said all three of them.
Does anybody work in Toronto? Did you hear how loud it was?
Is it?
I mean, you would have thought somebody hit a home run in a World Series.
They're ready to
game.
Go, baby.
I mean, that was an error by the
playoff baseball, baby.
Damn, boy, it was. I mean, unless they got a mic in the stands or something. Damn, that sounds like that thing sold out or something.
Might be. So that's a day baseball, like they ain't got to work.
It's 2:00.
It's like it's the summer. Maybe they're having a kids' day. Maybe they're having one of them kids' day where they invite all the schools out there.
Yeah.
It is pretty packed back there.
It seems like a kids' day Thursday at 2 is a tough
one. High school Texas high school football on Friday. Everybody just put up signs in the windows and say, we're out, we're gone. But anyway, 2-0, Blue Jays lead. We'll keep you updated here on what's going on. We hope to hear from D'Amico Ryans coming up soon, and we'll go out to NRG when that happens. But, Clint, something hopefully maybe he'll give us a little bit more information on. We'll see. Unofficial, but according to reports, Aaron Wilson reports this, Clint, in terms of players that practice and didn't practice, and we know there were some important starters that didn't play in last week's game and some guys who got injured in last week's game. And, Clint, and Texans wide receivers Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios, who both miss the game against the Rams, they still aren't practicing with those hamstring issues. A lot of people thought maybe Christian Kirk could be more than 1 week. They felt better about Berrios. We'll see This is just the first padded practice, but one will watch. They didn't practice. Derek Stingley and Ed Ingram did practice. Ed Ingram, who missed the game with that abdomen issue, he did practice today. And then also Jake Andrews was sidelined with that high ankle sprain. They said he was day-to-day, but he did not practice today. Jarrett Patterson.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Was in his spot. But Derek Stingley, Ed Ingram did practice. Christian Kirk, Braxton Berrios didn't, Clint.
Yeah, zero concerns with Jarrett Patterson at center. He's been a center all year long, played last year. I have no worries. I don't think there's a lot of change there. Maybe not being just so comfortable with the offense the way that Jake Andrews was, but I don't expect to see any drop-off at the center position. Great to hear Ed Ingram's back and practicing. I mean, that right there is the key to allow Titus to go back to tackle and them to get legitimately their best five on the field. And then I'm going to be honest with you, with Christian Kirk and even Braxton Berrios, I don't care if they practice one day this week. If their hamstring allows them to go, they got to go. I mean, they need some help.
Yeah.
But they just need some help. Look, the reality
is – something you need to see them practice – that injury you need to see them practice –
Well, typically I would like to, yeah, but if they tell me that they can go, I mean, there would be, even if it were a Friday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday morning, you know, you go out there and they can sprint. If these guys can sprint and don't feel any kind of tingle in that hamstring, then we're ready to rock and roll. Now, you obviously don't want to re-injure it, make it worse kind of thing, obviously, don't take any risk. But the reality of it is, if these guys, Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios, I don't think the Texans are in a position where they go, oh, well, those two guys, if you don't practice – we're going to be hard asses. If you don't practice, then you're not going to play.
I don't think they do that. We've seen guys not practice Thursday and Friday or Tuesday and Thursday and play.
Well, I think it's obvious. Look, I mean, I like you know, seeing some stuff from Higgins last week. I don't think Higgins is ready to take on a big role with this team yet. As I said previously,
he's not showing any of it.
Well, I think the fair thing to do, the right thing to do that makes the most sense is to plug him in outside, leave him stationary, say you run the route tree. If the ball comes your way, catch it. Bringing him inside and asking him to block off the edge. I mean, he's just there's a lot of thinking, trying to figure out who to block, and he's not capable of it. He's not ready for all that, right? I think you know, get some production out of Christian Watson's fine, but if those two guys can go at all, Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios, they got to be on the field.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The other part that is just I don't know if I want to say scary, Clint, but certainly wasn't on my radar bingo card is you saying, got to have Ed Ingram. Boy, that's the key. You got to have Ed Ingram out there. Yep. And I'm not saying you're wrong or that I disagree with you. But, boy, that is not the situation that – and I got to stop with the rearview mirror, but I can't.
Yeah. Well,
at times, that's just the situation of Ed Ingram being that important to this team.
Well,
right now
I just want to see guards playing guard, Ron.
No, it's the truth.
It's like part of the reason why I just believe Cam Robinson cannot be on the field Monday night Yes, I don't think his play is of a $12 million guy. And again, whether it's injury, health, whatever, I don't believe that guy should just be, hey, you're going to be our left tackle, right? And I don't think he played well enough to hold on to it. And now, if you didn't have other options, then I wouldn't even bring it up. It's just part of what you got to deal with. But when I – like, watching Cam Robinson, for whatever reason, struggle the way he struggles, and then watching Titus Howard, who is a tackle, he looks uncomfortable playing guard. And he's playing guard because, you know, there's this injury with Ed Ingram. Like, get him back to tackle where he can look the part, he can play to his skill set, he can play to his strengths, and get a guard body in there. And you know what? If Ed Ingram struggles a little bit in pass protection, okay, it ain't like we didn't see some struggles in the pass protection last week and last year anyway. So,
but the importance, Ed Ingram won. He clearly to them won the job, and. Yes. And Ed Ingram causes you, oh, God, another home run off of Christian Javier. Doesn't seem like he has it early right now as the Blue Jays, they lead 3-0 with one full inning completed with Christian Javier. So he's given up 3 runs and gotten 3 outs thus far. But, Clint, maybe the biggest thing of importance is not his play, but clearly from their perspective, Ed Ingram causes 3 moves, two, three moves. Ed Ingram causes
like
you to have to switch.
Yeah,
you, when he's not there, that means you feel, all right, I got to take my left tackle, make him my right tackle. Right. I got to take my right tackle, make him my right guard. Got to bring in Cam Robinson. And, that in itself is important.
Yeah, I don't remember if you were here or not, but we did Ed Ingram is the key to this whole thing. I mean, it's painful. Not that he played bad at guard. Not that he played bad at guard, but he's just fighting his natural ability. And Ed Ingram is a guy that you can expect to get under somebody's chin and move mass. It's unfair to expect Titus Howard's big long ass to get down there and play like a tackle, but do it at the guard position. It ain't real.
Yeah. All right.
Emergency, cool. It ain't real to start the season.
All right, coming up, we will look forward to hearing from the head coach. Maybe he'll give us some more insight on the injury situation. D'Amico Ryan's coming up as we continue live right here at Thirsty Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings, Tom Ball Parkway.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.